While the weather pattern we've been advertising for a number of days, gave you the first alert about it last week, has arrived. We had scattered heavy showers and storms over the weekend, much better coverage yesterday, although realizing not everybody got in on the heaviest rain yet, but at least most spots have had some rain, and everybody's still on schedule here to get plenty of rain between now and Wednesday night or early Thursday. Rainfall amounts on Monday ranged from as much as 1 to 2 inches, locally up to 3 inches. Some of the heavier amounts included South Mandarin with 3 inches, Arlington 2.76, San Marco 2.25 inches of rain. CBS 47, Fox 30 Action News, Jax, about 1.25 inches. Neptune Beach, only about 0.5 inch, but at least getting rain all the way to the coast. And Nocatee picking up about 1.5 inches of rain. So some big soakers, and we had some strong storms, a few downed trees and branches, and we had the gas station that was damaged on the north side of Jacksonville, just north of downtown. So we're looking at another day today with high humidity and approaching upper-level disturbance should trigger more afternoon and evening showers and storms. A lot depends on just how much sun we get this morning, but it appears there'll at least be some sunshine pushing temperatures at least well into the 80s, and that should set the stage for the scattered heavy afternoon thunderstorms once again. Now, we did have the East Coast sea breeze moving inland a little bit yesterday to help focus the storms. That won't necessarily be the case today, but that doesn't really matter because we have a lot of upper-level energy, plenty of moisture, and some heating, so that should all add up to some showers and storms. And again, a few strong storms. We're going to get into an increasingly unstable weather pattern where the upper levels of the atmosphere get cooler, too, later today and then especially tomorrow. And that will lead to the possibility of some large hail in some of the storms. In addition, of course, to the very heavy rain and frequent lightning, there will also be an increasing risk for damaging winds from the storms to some degree this afternoon, but even more so tomorrow and tomorrow night. The overall severe weather setup is greatest tomorrow and tomorrow evening. However, there will also be a lot of cloud cover around, so our instability may not really be truly realized. In other words, our temperatures may not get all that hot, and that keeps the unstable air not quite as bad as it might otherwise be. So having said that, the severe weather setup is potentially significant for Wednesday and Wednesday night, but a lot will depend on the exact timing of the storms and whether or not we manage a little bit of sun. Now, our wind shear increases quite a bit Wednesday evening, and that may be a time to especially watch for damaging winds and maybe even an isolated tornado threat. So very active weather pattern here all the way through Wednesday night. And then by early Thursday, this front will push on through here. One last band of showers and perhaps a few storms, mainly before sunrise, though some rain or storms, some of that may linger to the rush hour. We'll have to time that out for you here over the next couple of days. Speaking of which, the morning commute even tomorrow could have a few showers and storms. So be prepared for slower commutes. We certainly had that Monday afternoon. And then we add up all the rainfall between what occurred on Monday and what will occur. We're looking at totals of as much as 0.5 foot or more in some spots. After all, we had 3 inches in a few areas yesterday afternoon. So we're looking still at widespread 1 to 3 inch amounts, locally more, and a few isolated spots that could end up with 6 or more inches of rain when all is tallied for this week. Now, once that cold front moves through early Thursday, we'll clear it out. The humidity will be lower, really a nice end to the work week. Temperatures will still make it into the 80s, but that's just average for this time of year. Nighttime lows as cool as the upper 50s by Friday and Saturday morning will be far more comfortable. And then for the holiday weekend, we'll start to heat it up again. It'll be near 90 Saturday. That's a few degrees above average, but the humidity will still be pretty tolerable to start the weekend. Looks like increasingly humid then for the rest of the holiday weekend on Sunday and Memorial Day. That could lead to an afternoon thunderstorm risk with the sea breeze on Monday, but plenty of dry hours for the ever-important approaching holiday weekend. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.